Ramona and I had a good time every night when we taught Bible school kindergarten, and we talked about God's gifts. We were always met with lots of excitement.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice. Be not afraid. The Lord is my shepherd. Thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart.
Good time. thy Father.
Let us go into the house of the Lord.
Be kind one to another.
Trust in the Lord and do good.
As ye would that men to do to you, do ye also to them likewise.
We ought to obey God.
Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel.
I trust and not be afraid.
I go to prepare a place for you.
Shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is this King of glory. Selah.
Yeah.
he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. Luke 2:52. God, any rivers you think are uncrossable? God, any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible. He does the things no one else can do.
This year, I had the team of sixth graders. The title of the book was The Teachings of Jesus, and we learned about how there are only two ways in life, and at some point in our lives, we have to choose which way we're going to take.
Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall be filled.
Blessed are they which do hunger after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for his name's sake.
Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
I enjoyed teaching Saturday grade this year. I had a lovely class of girls, and we studied the book of Acts, and the title of the book was Followers of Jesus. Study about the early church and the need for a church now.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to I love.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Galatians 5:22-23.
Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
Matthew 28:19-20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Ephesians 6:10. My little brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness.
Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalms 119:11.
Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Romans 12:10. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another.
Colossians 3:23. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto me.
Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you.
2 Timothy 1:12. For I know my believer and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.
I had the privilege of teaching 8th grade, and our lesson was on the life of Paul, and we got to learn about where he started out from. His first name was Saul, then he got surnamed Paul, and then we studied a couple of his missionary journeys and just caught a little bit of a glimpse of what he had to go through in the early church life and all the great stories and stuff that he came across. And I had a great time teaching these students. We're going to be saying Romans 12, and then after that we'll be singing one song.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that be among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.
For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given among you, not to think of himself more highly than not to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Ministry, let us wait on a ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that teacheth, that ruleth with diligence, that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good.
Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, and honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, preferring in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer.
Distributing to the necessity of the saints, giving to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep.
Be of the same mind one to another. Mind not things, but kind of sentiment of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil. Write things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth unto you, live peaceably with all.
Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire in his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Good. For our song that we're singing, The Solid Rock, song number 251 of your church hymnals, and all that character can help us on the last verse.
Built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Darkness seems to veil his face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Of this heaven and in blood, support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
He shall come with trumpet sound.